Hello and welcome to this AAT podcast, which is my top 10 tips for handling a direct tax inquiry. My name is Gary Brothers and I head up the tax investigations team at RSM Bentley Jennison. Having a face perfect for a podcast, you won't be able to see that my boyish good looks show that I've had over 20 years, both inside the Inland Revenue and then in practice, dealing with tax inquiries, investigations, interventions or reviews. Call them what you like. And for the purpose of this podcast, I'm going to call them all an investigation, so bear with me. But what I want to talk about is some practical tips for successfully and painlessly navigating a tax investigation. But let's get a couple of things straight right from the start. And we will come back to this. Firstly, none, and I do emphasise none of this podcast, is about misleading the inspector or keeping anything away from him or her just to mitigate the tax amount. I operate on the basis of full disclosure of the facts. Anything else risks your reputation with HMRC and is far more damaging in the long run than a quick win. I give my clients in investigations three golden rules that they must stick to. One, never lie to the inspector. Two, never lie to the inspector. And three, and you've probably guessed this by now, that's right, never lie to the inspector. So please remember that. None of this podcast is about misleading the inspector or not disclosing appropriate matters. Next, regardless of some of my comments, tax investigations are not wars, or at least they shouldn't be. Tax inspectors, like any other large group of people, are on the whole thoroughly decent, hard-working, pleasant people. I should know, I used to be one. In a tax investigation, remember, the inspector is just doing his or her job. Yes, there are rules by which both sides should abide, and we'll talk about those later, but inspectors are just doing their job. What these tips are designed to do is to give you some help and insight into what you can and can't do in an investigation and, above all, how you can expect some control over the whole process to make it as quick, as concise and as painless and also as cost-efficient for both fees and tax as possible. So, what is all the fuss about? Well, if you're in practice, you may well help a client negotiate or navigate this sensitive path. With 210,000 investigations conducted, in the year to March 2007, that's one every 2 minutes, then a price of being in business for our clients is the chance of having to do business with the taxman. Even with the new regulations that come into force from April 2009, the investigation arena doesn't really alter massively. There are a number of new procedures, some more sensitive than others, that we as practitioners need to understand, but the focus of an investigation, which is a fundamental and thorough inspection of a person's trading activities and wealth against that already declared, hasn't changed for years and there's no prospect of that changing in the future. So here are some practical tips to help you and your clients through the investigation. But, just a reminder before we begin, these are to control the process and nothing more.